In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. On this fifth Sunday of Lent, we hear now the words that we've been waiting for Jesus to tell us. I am the light of the world, Jesus says. I am the light of the world, and whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. This fifth Sunday of Lent, this middle week of Lent, we've been really reflecting as to how it is that our Lent has been going, right? And as we go through Lent, as we go through this journey, what St. Paul tells us today is now there needs to be a renewal of the mind. There needs to be a renewal of the mind. There needs to be a new way of thinking. There needs to be, as a Christian, there needs to be a new way of thinking. That as we go through life, we now realize our eyes are set upon Jesus. And when they're set upon Jesus, as St. Paul says, now it is that we're not called to be conformed to this world, but we're called to be conformed to Jesus, to the light, to what Jesus tells us is the light of the world. And when we follow this light of the world, we won't be led astray, right? We won't be led astray, but rather we'll have the light of life with us. And as we walk through this light, as we walk with this light in the valley of the shadow of death, in the world, as we go through life, each and every day, there's going to be a topic that really hangs over our balances. There's always going to be a topic that hangs over our lives, right? It kind of hangs in the balance, and it's something we never really want to think about. Something we really never want to really pay much attention to, because if we just ignore it or we act like we're blind to it, it doesn't really exist. But it's still there. It's still there. What am I talking about? I remember asking First Communion students this question. Holy Week. We're coming into Holy Week. What is it? What is the first thing that we look forward to when we look for Holy Week? Right? What has to happen before Easter? What do we celebrate before Easter? And the question I always get, the answer I always get from the kids whenever I ask them is this. First Communion kids, they're all excited to answer. Their hands shoot up. Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday and how excited they are to answer Palm Sunday when it is that we wave around palm branches and we welcome Jesus into our hearts. And it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful, Father, just Palm Sunday. Okay, what comes after Palm Sunday? Easter. Easter, of course, comes right after Palm Sunday is Easter. Right? They've skipped the entire week. I said, okay, what comes a little bit before Easter? Palm Sunday, right? Palm Sunday again. There's nothing in between for them. It's Palm Sunday all the way to Easter. It's welcoming Jesus into our heart, and then it becomes the resurrection. What do they skip? Good Friday. Holy Thursday. The Passion of Jesus. So often in our lives do we want to skip these things. So often in our lives do we not want to talk about sufferings. So often in life do we not want to talk about our sorrows. So often in life do we not want to talk about what it is that hurts us. So often in life do we want to ignore sin. So often in our life do we want to ignore our anxieties. Do we want to just kind of push them to the side and act like they don't exist? And when it is that we act like they don't exist, what happens? It festers and it sits there like a wound that's infected. And when it infects, man, does it kind of really destroy our lives? Does it really just kind of fester? Does it really just kind of pull us into darkness? We just want to be free from these things. And here we are now, we're trying to get to the resurrection, but we skip Good Friday sometimes. We skip Good Friday because it's not easy to talk about suffering. It's not easy to talk about sorrow. It's not easy at all. We want to skip these things. It's not easy to talk about death. Not at all. Nobody ever talks about death. Because it's hard to bear. It's what it is that we fear the most. And yet, we can't have an Easter Sunday without a Good Friday. You see, my brothers and sisters, so often, and a lot of times, when you go out into the world, people try to give you a picture of Jesus that just kind of seems really nice and really fluffy, right? You go and you look at these mega church pastors who are down south and all over the world, right? Like your Joel Osteens, your Copeland, whatever it might be, who have tens of thousands of people sitting in the stadium, and you look at them on TV, maybe you're flipping through channels or the radio or whatever it might be, and you see Joel Osteen, and he's talking and talking, and man, if you accept Jesus Christ, it's going to be the best time that you've ever accepted. It's going to be beautiful because it is. You're going to have success beyond your wildest dreams. And he only gives you teachings of Jesus that are beautiful and nice and cherry-picked and whatever it might be. Right here is Jesus. How amazing it is. If you accept him, then you'll have mansions and money beyond your wildest dreams and all these things. And you'll forever be happy and there'll never be a bad day. If you're having a bad day, you're doing something wrong. You're not believing hard enough. So often do we try to get this picture of Jesus that's incorrect. Even from our own lives, do we get this this idea, right, from back home and from now, that there is no real suffering as long as it is that maybe you just have not praying hard enough. It's not the case. There's going to be Good Fridays in all of our life. There's going to be suffering. There's going to be times when you fall into sorrow. There's going to be times when you fall into anxiety. There's going to be times when these things happen in life. But what do you do when it comes to you? Do we shy away from it? Or do we look our problems in the eye? Do we look at our sorrows in the eye? Do we look at our suffering in the eye? And do we see it with the light of Christ, as Jesus tells us, that I am the light of the world? If it is that you follow me, if it is that you go after me, you will not walk in darkness any longer. No, my brothers and sisters, you will not walk in darkness any longer, but you will have the light of life. That there will be sufferings. Oh, you can believe it. There will be sufferings. There will be death. There will be things in life that we try to avoid, but they're still here. What do we do when it happens? Do we give up our faith in God? Because, my brothers and sisters, the closer we come to Jesus, the closer you make it to the altar, the more it is that the devil tries to tempt you. I promise you. He will try to tempt you. Sometimes in our thoughts, sometimes in the way in which we look at God. For example, right, the devil can really come to you and say, well, why is it you've been praying for this thing your entire life, for a good deal of your life, and you still haven't got it yet? Maybe it is God doesn't really care for you. Maybe it is God is not looking after you. Or for so long you've been praying for healing and still you're not cured. What is it that God is hiding from you? Why is it that God doesn't want to be close to you? So often does the devil tempt us with these lies. So often does he tempt us into darkness. So often does he tempt us back into suffering. But when it is that we see these sufferings, what it is that we have to do is snap ourselves out of it and to realize that what it is that we receive on Good Friday is the very cross of Jesus. The answer to all the devil's temptations. The answer and the truth that God has never left our side and will never leave our side. That God is always there, He's with us, and He's already won the battle. All we have to do is be on the winning side. And as soon as we accept Jesus, as soon as we see the cross, we can rebuke the devil in his ways because we understand that He's never left our side. And yes, it might be a mystery as to why it is that God doesn't answer our prayers, but we know that He has never left our side. That is our comfort as Christians. Brothers and sisters, as we approach the end of this Lent, as we go into Holy Week, only 2 weeks left until Holy Week. As we approach Holy Week, as we go into Palm Sunday, we let Jesus enter into our hearts. And then it is that we celebrate Good Friday, Easter Sunday. I want us to be a people of hope. I want us to really bring these things that trouble us, these anxieties, these fears, these sins, these sorrows, these sufferings, whatever it is that might be plaguing you, and to really think about bringing them to the altar of Jesus. Laying it before Him, praying with Him, seeing everything in your life with the light of Christ. Not with your own self, but the light of Christ. And when we see it with the light of Christ, when we see our hearts, when we see what it is that's suffering, when we see how it is that we can take these things that are great sufferings and turn them into great love, it's then and there that we understand what Jesus means by saying that He is the light of the world. And by following Him, by bringing Him our pain, our suffering, our sorrows, our anxieties, it's then that we're able to walk in the light of life. And we're able to bring that light of life to every aspect of our life, whatever it might be. But it requires us to really dig deep. What is it that's bothering me? What are my sorrows? What are my pains? What is it that I can't seem to get over? Bring it before Jesus. Make it a part of your Lenten journey. Make it a part of your Lenten journey today. What is it that's bothering me? What is it that's keeping me from really receiving that true healing? What are the lies I might have fallen into? Where, Lord Jesus, do I need to surrender to allow You more into my life so that I may truly understand the freedom of Your love, the freedom of Your healing, and the freedom of knowing You, Lord Jesus? Amen.